Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn about the Norwegian Forest Cat, its history, personality, traits unique to that breed, its unique origin story, and much more. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kit and K-Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for The Whole Kit and Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviors.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to The Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. As you might guess, Norwegian forest cats come from Norway, where they're known as skogkatt, which means forest cat in Norwegian. They're a very old breed, but not everyone agrees on their origin. Some believe the earliest cats were a mix between domestic short-haired cats that the Vikings brought from England and long-haired cats brought by the Crusaders. Others think they're related to Siberians and Turkish Angoras. The earliest Ouijis, as some folks like to call them, were very helpful to their humans, the Vikings and Scandinavian farmers. They're excellent mousers, and they helped their humans get rid of pesky critters on their ships and in their barns and fields. Some people believe the first Norwegian forest cats came to North America as mousers on the Viking ships that landed in Newfoundland in the 10th century, and that these Ouijis were bred with domestic cats to create their cousin, the Maine Coon. The first organization dedicated to them, the Norwegian Forest Cat Club, was formed in Oslo in 1938. These Ouija lovers wanted to preserve the breed, but during World War II, they came close to becoming extinct because of indiscriminate crossbreeding with domestic kitties. Almost no purebred Ouijis were left, but the Norwegian Forest Cat Club came to the rescue and started a breeding program to save them. They were so beloved that King Olaf declared them the official cat of Norway. The breed was always Norway's top cat, but they hit the scene in the rest of Europe when Carl Fredrik Nordein took a fancy to them and got them registered with the International Cat Association in the 1970s. They finally caught on in America and were recognized by the Cat Fanciers Association in 1994. This breed is typically described as friendly, calm, and gentle. Norwegian forest cats are adaptable to different families and lifestyles and are generally good with children and other animals. These cats are intelligent and alert, and they love human connection and affection. Though they crave attention, they are undemanding and prefer to let you come to them. In keeping with their undemanding nature, Ouijis are a quiet breed and don't meow a lot, like, say, a Siamese cat. But when they do meow, their high-pitched voices sound almost like chirps, a funny contrast to their large frames. The Norwegian Forest Cat's personality is extremely family-oriented. They're playful, sweet, and generally accepting of their surroundings. This outgoing breed wants to be friends with everybody and loves to cuddle. Ouijis are especially adept at climbing and love to explore high places. All cats like to climb and like to be perched up high because of their predatory ancestry, but these cats in particular really seem to like climbing. Your pet will want to inspect the top of every bookcase, cabinet, and shelf. Consider getting a tall cat tower, installing cat shelves, and adding a kitty hammock, or two, to your home so he can explore safely. But be prepared to find your Ouija atop any surface he can reach and take proper safety precautions. Delicate vases and knickknacks, unstable shelves, and crowded cabinet tops will need to be cat-proofed, or you will find your stuff on the floor. Likewise, it's important to provide your Ouija with an outlet for his strong hunting instincts. They love toys that mimic mice and simple feather toys. Set aside some playtime every day and let them jump around and burn off energy. It's good exercise for them. Norwegian forest cats tend to be super friendly with children and other pets. Don't let their size scare you away from taking them into a family full of kids. These cats are incredibly tolerant and well-mannered. This big breed isn't easily stressed out and loves to hang out with humans of all ages. Thanks to their laid-back, undemanding nature, your kitty will also likely do well if left alone for short periods. Though because he loves you so much, separation anxiety may creep in if you're frequently gone for too long. Norwegian forest cats are pretty social by nature and typically get along with all members of the household. In fact, Ouijis want to spend time with everybody, so you may need to keep an eye on them to make sure they don't wander off with one of your friends. The Norwegian forest cat looks as if it would be at home in the wilds of the forest. It's large, up to 18 pounds and often larger, yet well-balanced and solidly muscled with substantial bone structure. It has a broad chest and considerable girth, but the breed doesn't appear fat. The back legs are somewhat longer than the front legs, so the cat's rump is slightly higher than its shoulders. The breed's medium to large ears are wide at the base and rounded at the tips, and heavily furred. Lynx tips, those tufts at the tips of the ears, are a highly desirable characteristic of purebred cats. Ouijis are a slow-maturing breed. It often takes 5 years for them to reach their full size, so expect kitten energy for quite some time from your pet. A hardy breed, they tend to live a little longer than other cats, often to 16 years and even 20 years. The Norwegian forest cat has a specialized double coat to keep the cat warm during the harsh winters in Scandinavia. The longer, coarse, water-resistant outer coat forms a ruff at the chest, a collar at the neck, breeches on the rear legs, a bushy tail, and heavy tufting between the toes. A short, dense undercoat provides warm insulation from the cold. This coat requires a thorough weekly brushing to keep tangles and mats at bay. Once a year in the spring, Ouijis shed most of their undercoat for the summer season when extra insulation is not needed. Shedding can be heavy during the seasonal transition, so brush more frequently. At all other times of the year, the breed sheds moderately. The coat comes in an array of colors and patterns. Colors include white, black, blue, red, cream, silver, and golden. This fluffy cat's fur can also have solid, bicolor, tortoiseshell, calico, and tabby fur patterns. Their eyes are shades of green, gold, or copper, or a shade somewhere between all three. Colors disallowed by the breed standard are those that indicate hybridization: chocolate, sable, lavender, lilac, cinnamon, fawn, or Himalayan-type markings. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do: podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini-info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Norwegian forest cats are typically healthy pets. However, they do have a number of frequent health issues owners need to watch for. Reputable Norwegian forest cat breeders will screen for health issues in your kitten, but it's important to have them screened regularly into adulthood. Hip dysplasia is a hereditary defect of the hip socket that can lead to arthritis if left untreated. It can be mild, causing little or no pain, or it can eventually lead to severe lameness. Norwegian Forest cats with hip dysplasia may move more slowly or avoid jumping. Depending on the severity of the condition, weight loss, medication, or surgery can help to relieve pain. Cats who will be bred should have their hips x-rayed and graded by a veterinary orthopedic specialist at 2 years of age. Ask the breeder to show evidence that a kitten's parents have hips that have been rated as fair, good, or excellent. Patella luxation is a condition where the knee joint slips out of position, leading to a loose and unstable joint. The kneecap sits underneath a ligament called the patellar ligament. This ligament attaches the large thigh muscles to a point on the center front of the shin bone. When the thigh muscles contract, the force is transmitted through the patellar ligament, pulling on the shin bone. This results in extension or straightening of the knee. The patella slides up and down in its groove and helps keep the patellar ligament in place during this movement. The patella will slip out of the groove during extension of the leg if the groove is too shallow, if the cat is bow-legged or cowhocked, i.e. the leg bones are excessively curved, or if the point of attachment on the tibia is off-center. Most of the time in cats, the patella slips because the groove is too shallow, and the direction of slippage is towards the inside of the leg, which is called medial luxation. Although any breed of cat can be affected with a patellar luxation, there may be genetic predisposition to this problem in some breeds, such as the Norwegian Forest cat. In some cases, patellar luxation may occur because of trauma to the bones or muscles of the hind leg. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a common form of heart disease in cats, but it's particularly prevalent in certain breeds, including the Ouija. The walls of the left ventricle become thickened, and as a result, the heart can't function as well as it should. It's unable to properly pump blood throughout the body, and the poor circulation leads to complications such as blood clots. Older males are affected more often than females, though now and again a cat may show no symptoms at all. When a cat passes away at a relatively young age, say around 4 or 5, with no clear cause of illness, this is often the silent culprit. Dilated cardiomyopathy is another form of heart disease caused by a poorly contracting dilated left ventricle in the heart, and sometimes the atria are enlarged. This disease is typically connected to a lack of taurine in the cat's diet. Taurine is an amino acid that's important for many of the body's metabolic processes and is thought to have antioxidant properties. Thankfully, dilated cardiomyopathy is rare in cats today, since cat food companies add sufficient amounts to their kibble products. While we're on the topic of heart disease, there's another thing to watch out for that can appear to come out of the blue. It's called feline arterial thromboembolism. Most vets call it saddle thrombosis. This condition occurs when a blood clot breaks loose from the heart, travels down the aorta, and lodges into the arteries at the base of the cat's backside, by his hind legs. Blood flow is completely cut off, and the cat will suddenly be unable to use his legs. He may start to drag them, or he may cry out when trying to walk. This is a medical emergency, so if you see your cat doing this at any age, get him to the vet immediately. Fortunately, many cats can bounce back from saddle thrombosis if it's caught early enough and treated with extensive medical care. Some Ouijis may also experience eosinophilic granuloma complex, or EGC, a series of skin diseases that look like red, raised bumps on the skin that may ulcerate and crust. This is commonly found on the lower part of the abdomen or inner thigh, but can be found on the cat's face in some cases. Most EGC lesions emerge when certain immune system cells, aka the eosinophils, mistakenly release inflammatory chemicals to counter the invasion of parasites when no such invasion has actually occurred. In any case, the chemicals will produce the clinical signs of an allergy, such as itching, swelling, and inflammation. Rather than parasitic invasion, the causes of these lesions are most frequently allergic reactions to flea, mosquito, or mite bites, or the bites of anything else that injects saliva into the animal system. Other possible causes include systemic reactions to things like antibiotics, heart medications, allergy-inducing foods, and a wide variety of airborne pollens. Most of the time, these lesions will disappear on their own and without fanfare, but if the cat continues to scratch at it, they could open the scab and risk a secondary infection. Glycogen storage disease type 4 is an inherited abnormality of glucose metabolism that is seen in Norwegian Forest cats. It's inherited as a simple autosomal recessive trait and can manifest in one of two ways. By far the most common form is stillbirth or death within a few hours of birth. This probably results from the kittens having insufficient glucose to produce energy during the birth process and the first hours of life. On rare occasions, an affected kitten will survive the neonatal period and appear normal until 5 months of age. This is the more devastating form of the disease because by this age, new owners are attached to their kittens and have to watch them go through months of neuromuscular degeneration. By 8 months of age, affected kittens have severe muscular weakness, atrophy, and an inability to use their limbs. Affected cats may die suddenly from heart failure. A DNA test is available for the diagnosis of affected kittens and the detection of carrier cats. Out of all the ancient domestic cat breeds, the Norwegian forest cat is unique in that it holds a place in Norse mythology. According to legend, enchanted felines roamed the Scandinavian forest for centuries, disappearing and reemerging at will. Some people thought Ouijis were feminine spirits that belonged to the forest. Eventually, the cats came out of the forests to live with the farmers. Viking ships sailed with forest cats on board, including the great Norse explorer Leif Erikson, who was acknowledged as the first European to land in North America long before Christopher Columbus was born. In Nordic folklore, the breed held extraordinary powers as a mystical fairy cat. Viking gods were divided into two tribes. The Æsir waged war as gods of the dark, and the Vanir were gods that blessed the harvest. It was believed Freya, goddess of love, beauty, fertility, and the home, traveled across the sky in a fiery golden chariot with two huge cats pulling it, their long flowing tails trailing behind them as they raced across the heavens. They ferried her chariot into battle with the Æsir and guided it across the land as Freya spread love and provided protection for the home. One cat was black and the other one was white, to represent both sides of the night that brought evolution and renewed nature. One was male and one was female, because both were needed for life to continue. It was Freya who controlled the sunshine and rain. She made seeds sprout and grow as she rode her chariot across the land. Farmers who sat out bowls of milk for stray cats were blessed and rewarded for their kindness with bountiful harvests. Because Freya was associated with the home, the goddess was depicted with Norwegian forest cats playing at her feet. Couples wanting to exchange wedding vows asked for her blessings. Friday was the day dedicated to Freya, and was considered the most favorable day of the week to marry. Scandinavian superstitions guided couples to not tempt fate when it came to the cats. Some of their superstitions included gifting a black cat to newlyweds would bring them good luck, the bride who fed a cat before going to her wedding would have a happy marriage, girls who valued and loved cats would receive a marriage proposal, if someone stepped on the tail of a cat, it would be at least a year before the person would wed, a well-fed cat would guarantee sunshine on the day of the wedding ceremony. If a cat was seen at the wedding, it was a good omen and meant the couple's wedding was blessed with good tidings. And when the newlyweds were ready to move into their new home, they put out fresh milk. If the cat drank it right away, it meant a good spirit occupied the house. One legend tells of an old farmer who entertained trolls in his home each Christmas Eve. On one occasion, a traveler and his pet bear was passing by. The farmer invited the stranger to stay for supper. One of the trolls, believing the bear was the farmer's cat, offered the sleeping animal food. Unfortunately, the bear had been dreaming and was angry the troll woke him. A fierce growl rattled through the house. Trolls hated thunder and were scared of it. When the bear roared, it sounded so much like thunder, the trolls raced out of the farmhouse in a panic. Since they thought the bear was a feline, all trolls were forever terrified of cats. Do any of you guys have Norwegian forest cats, or cats you think have some of their traits? Feel free to share your pictures, videos, and stories of your fur babies. I'd like to see them, and I'm sure other listeners would too. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kitten K Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kitten Caboodle. Don't forget you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.